So Michael wanted me to apologize. He very much wanted to do this presentation because it was deeply personal to him. And so I'm going to try to the best of my ability to represent Michael. We're moving from the amazing science that Gene did, and the three speakers we've had have really highlighted how amazing Dr. Camper's career was, to a more gentle reflection of who this person was as a human being, not just a scientist. This picture, I think, really summarizes that great affection that existed between Michael Wagger and Gene Camprath. And so we have Michael as department head and Gene as former department head enjoying a meal together. Now, Michael gave me some things to read to you all, and I'm going to be representing him as best I can, but I'm also going to talk a little bit about my own experience as a graduate student in the mid-70s at NC State relative to Dr. Camprath. So, Michael was asked to talk about Gene with respect to leadership and mentoring. And a good part of what he really wanted to convey is his personal perspective. And he is providing some slides because, according to Michael, he had to keep up with Dave and Andrew and Bill. And so that's why he's got the slides. And thankfully he does. So we've already been through the metrics. He had this amazing accomplishment. And there was mention that he was a William Neal Reynolds Distinguished Professor. That's the highest rank you can get in the College of Ag and Life Sciences at NC State. And all these accomplishments, and he had many, many graduate students. But the list doesn't simply, it just reflects on his scientific career. It really doesn't go to the heart of talking about Dr. Camprath as a teacher, a mentor, and an administration on generations of soil scientists and students. And I'm going to show you some of the many students he had and talk a little bit about them. But before I switch gears, I want to talk about my own relationship with Dr. Camprath. I came from Kansas, where I had received an amazing undergraduate degree in agronomy. And I thought I could not learn anything more about soil fertility, to your point, Jim, right? And then I had Dr. Camprath's class, and it was like, all right, I'm not in Kansas anymore, okay? So it was at that point that I learned about things like aluminum. I don't think we had ever talked about aluminum in Kansas. And so he really was a fantastic instructor in both the undergraduate and graduate teaching programs. So let me move to what Michael is referring to as the farm team. Hopefully he found all of Dr. Camprath's graduate students. If he left anybody out, I apologize in advance. Now I'm about to do something that you never want to do, because I'm going to mess up something here. But I want to talk a little bit about what this farm team represents. The farm team represents quite a number of faculty that are currently in the Crop and Soil Sciences Department at NC State. Steve Broom, Jot Smith, Gordon Miner was a faculty member at NC State, so we have a large number that came out of Gene's program. And within the group we have sitting in these chairs here, many of you are graduate students of Gene's also. We also have an assistant commissioner of agriculture that's on this team, as well as many other people that went out into the world and really took the science that Gene helped provide them with to a new level. And the reason Michael used the word farm team is, how many of you knew that Gene was an avid sports person? Did any of you know that? A few of you. He loved his Nebraska team. So we were always talking about sports, and so he thought of this analogy as a sports team.